From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. More than 1.1 million votes were cast in Florida before today's official primary election even began. According to the Department of State, over 850,000 citizens voted absentee, with almost 300,000 more taking advantage of early voting. Secretary of State Ken Detzner says polls opened across Florida today with little trouble. Detzner didn't want to speculate on overall voter turnout for the election, but the 2010 primary had a 21% turnout, and he hopes to reach that level again this year. He says Floridians enjoy taking advantage of options to vote prior to Election Day.
Voters find absentee voting to be convenient. They can vote at their home. They can take their time. So I think it's a positive trend. And again, it's an increasing number for turnout, and that's important.
Polls are open until 7 p.m. local time across the state, and any voter in line at 7 will be allowed to cast a ballot. With the number of early and absentee votes already cast, Detzner expects many statewide results to start coming in shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern time. He says the cost to taxpayers to run a statewide election is about $20 million. Meanwhile, Linda Zilber, former mayor of Bay Harbor Islands, was at the Gwen Margolis Community Center in North Miami, urging voters to elect her son, Martin Zilber, for circuit court judge. She also made sure to thank the few voters who trickled into the community center as they left. Zilber says it was disappointing to see such a dismal turnout.
Irregardless of who you vote for, this is your freedom and your right. And you have to start in your cities, because you get to your people to tell them what to do for you and what you need where you live. That's where it starts first.
Historically, turnout for primary elections are low in a non-presidential election year. Zilber says a small percentage of residents will determine key offices, and she says that's sad. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba.